ever even thinks of doing a Denzel Washington impression.
Right?
Who thinks That's what's great.
Who thinks about doing a Denzel Washington impression? Obviously, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I got the lips and eyes.
The lips, the eyes, the sexual swag. I got it all.
Denzel, I have to ask you, what's the obsession with train movies? That's
My
all you ever do now.
Train movies,
you're in trains, you're in subways, and they're always running.
I'm either in a train or I'm training somebody.
You just like throwing train.
Did you not have helped Kevin Hart out a little bit with the with it's the, training day?
Listen. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo. Huh? Kevin Hart, you know, that's my dude, but you know, Kevin Hart still plays with Thomas the Tank Engines, huh? I mean, he's that little, huh? That's my man. Huh? Listen, when I met Kevin Hart, he had to jump up and give me a high five.
He's giving you the eyes, man. Too. Huh?
You know what SNL needs for a voice is Morgan Freeman. That would add so much to skits and stuff.
Have you tried? Sleepy,
have you tried Morgan?
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman, and I like pie. Pie is delicious. The way it's flaky in your mouth and moves around. Kind of like young girls.
We got him! Shot him again!
Did it!
Shots fired! Hell!
Shots fired! Is that a personal high five right
Shots
there?
Shots
fired!
Listen, let me tell you something.
The self-applause.
Why are we talking about what yourself talking to you? Why are we on the subject of that? Listen, that's the reason why I can't do that. You know what I mean? Listen, I had one of the cookies that had the whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Listen, this is how I knew I was messed up, okay? I was in my hotel room having an in-depth conversation with myself about how I should keep my voice down because the walls are thin and the next door people could hear me.
But you're by yourself.
I'm by myself. So this is how the conversation's happening. Yo, you need to shut up. For real? Why? I don't know. Because they can hear you. Dude, that's crazy. I know. For real? Yeah, shut up. Keep it down. Shh. It was like Smeagol off of Lord of the Rings.
Oh my God.
It was like having a conversation with myself. Precious, I can't believe it. Stupid fat hermitses. You can't be talking too loud. They're coming, they'll get you. It's horrible. You have to stop this. You can't do it. You can't. No, because if I'm too loud, they think we're crazy and we're not. And so, you know, it was like that.
Oh, wow. Did you ever think about dating Amanda Bynes?
Who knew you were a. And who knew you were a dork?
Yes. Huh? Yeah.
Who knew you were a dork?
I am a Lord of the Rings fan.
Oh my God, you're
I
a dork.
Love it.
Your Jay-Z and your Lil Wayne have a little walking in them.
Yeah. Jay-Z, definitely.
That tells me you do a walking.
Who doesn't?
You don't hear that sentence a lot. That tells me you do a walking.
This ain't walking, you little shun trick. I know what you're
doing. You better do a walking, my friend.
Well, this guy, basically, it's so cool to actually be here talking to you, my very friend. Such a sweet dude and very cool. And to be beside Sofia Vergara is a nice thing. And Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. Now, keep going with this, Christopher Walken. I'm gonna twist the dial that turns him into Jay-Z. So keep
definitely
going.
The dial.
All right. And I'm twisting.
And
I don't know because that's just how I do it and how I feel because all of these people always sound so nervous. You know, the thing about it is I say nervous kind of like, you know, I'm Elma Fudd or somebody like that. Jiggada Jake, jiggada Elma, that Scooby Wabbit. Tricks are for kids.
How do you say that? How do you say this world? This word WORLD, Jay? Because I
wailed.
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 I can't even do that.
World. Wailed.
Wailed.
Like wailed.
Yeah.
You know, like not catfish. Yeah. Like wailed.
So if you give birth to a baby and it's not a boy, it's a
goyled.
Goyled.
All right. Goyled. It's a baby goyled.
Speaking of baby girls, what do you think about Kim and Kanye naming that baby North?
I mean, I believe that, you know, Kanye is, you know, I mean, I pray for him all the time. I just feel like, you know, him naming a baby Northwest is, you know, kind of idiotic.
More so than you naming yours Blue Ivy?
I mean, but Northwest, that was the name of an airline. It's not even in service.
So maybe Southwest would have been better.
Yeah, Southwest
would
have made...
Bags fly free.
Southwest, Southwest definitely would have made more sense. He reminds you of your honor, you know, your cousin that names children. He don't need to do it. You're like, listen, you can't name your son, you know, Paprika.
Who names their child Paprika? You know, that's a seasoning.
Now, surely, Jay-Z,
yeah.
Back to you being Jay, the real Jay has reached out to you, right, Jay-Z?
Yo, Pharaoh the Z? First, yeah. this is what happened, folks. When I met Jay-Z, he was, you know, right before we did Goodnights, he's like a part under the SNL bleachers. You know, I didn't know he was there. I looked, he was right there. He looked at me, he was like, yeah.
Oh,
how are you?
Those eyes. Did he really?
And I was like, and I couldn't say nothing. And somebody behind me was like, do the Jay-Z impression. I was like,
oh, man.
Damn it.
No. Jay-Z talking to Jay-Z.
I was like, yo, you know what? I really don't want to do this right now, you know, because, you know, we under the bleachers, but, you know, maybe afterwards. Yep. And then as soon as we get on the stage, he looks at me and he was like, that was perfect timing. That was perfect. Yep.
Dude, don't celebrities typically think that you don't sound anything like them, even though you absolutely do?
Will Smith doesn't.
He doesn't.
Oh. I'm like, dude.
Well, it's like they don't. It's like hearing yourself on your answering machine,
though. Give me a Will Smith clip or two. We're going to get a real Will Smith clip here. Will, about your movie, the new Scientology propaganda film you put out with your son that bombed at the box office. You've never had a movie not debut at number one.
I mean, you know what? Sometimes I put Jaden up there and, you know, maybe he needed like another, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something to like, get him ready.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for the big screen, but he's doing a good job. You know, I appreciate, you know, my son, but, daddy does best, you know, and that's, you know, daddy couldn't, you know, cha-ching, daddy couldn't.
We have actual audio of a phone call between Chris Humphries and Kanye West that happened just after the baby was born.
Hold on, here you take that.
Hello, fam. Hello.
Is this Kanye West?
Yeah, it's definitely Kanye West, fam. Yeah.
This is Chris Humphries. I'm the basketball player.
Listen, why my baby so light skin, fam? Why's my baby so light? I knew it was you. I knew it. You pick up your baby. I'm not paying for him. I'm not doing that.
I didn't even put my winky in her at all. I bumped my head.
Listen, you left some of your DNA on the sheets, fam. And you know what? She sprinkled some water on it and put it inside her. And that's what happened, cause she's a rider, mommy inside her, how we do it, and you was a slider, and know I'm a rider, and know I'm a breather, but that's your baby, you a deceiver.
Now you gotta give me "you a deceiver" over and over and over. That's
you a deceiver, you a deceiver, you a deceiver, you a deceiver. That's a classic, fam. I am a guy. I said I am a guy. I am a guy. Where's my Minaj? Give me my massage. Hurry up, where's Mary J. Blige?
Yeah,
that's where it ends right there.
Talk to somebody who saw you and they had to go to the bathroom during the show, mm-hmm. and they came out and they go, they could hear it in the bathroom. They're like, oh my God, he brought out Chris Rock. like he really thought.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get it. I didn't know what you were trying to do. I didn't understand. Oh, you were trying to get me to do. Look at a white chick
she's
outside
even doing
trying
the
to copy
hair,
me.
Dude.
She's trying to copy me. Why are you trying to copy me? How are you trying to copy me?
He even has the hands down.
Does he ever tell jokes anymore?
It's not smart to go out doing my show. You'd be dumb. Why? Because I punch you out.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing? Pee in a cup. Don't pee while I'm trying to do my jokes. Filipino girl.
As we wrap up this show in these tumultuous times where there are many scandals hanging over America, you've got Benghazi, you've got the IRS scandal, and now, of course, you have this oppressive NSA leak that's going on with everybody's phone records everywhere. Let's check in with President Obama and just see if he can lead us out of all of this trouble and into the world we need to be. Ladies and gentlemen. The President of the United States in his first radio DJ press conference. President Barack Obama.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get it out.
All right.
All right. Well, with all these scandals happening, with everything going down,
yeah,
all I got to say is this. You're all screwed. I'm going back to Cuba.
Woo! Yes. Bow! Shots fired. Boom! Pew! Okay.